I feel like a proud mum. They're my children. You get very attached to them.
Carol Cosentino is talking about her furry family, the orphaned kangaroos, wallabies and other wildlife she cares for at her suburban home near Collinsville, a mining town an hour's drive inland from Bowen in North Queensland. Carol and her husband Vince have welcomed hundreds of animals into their home over the years. Hello, I'm Sophie Meixner. Most of them have come in as young joeys, rescued from the roadside after their mothers have been killed by passing traffic.
We've called our place Warriyumba, which is the local Biri language for kangaroo house. We've been doing this regularly for 21 years. Originally I was the mad gardener, and then I went into land care, and then people started bringing me baby birds, and then it just grew from there. When I saw the need for our local wildlife that were being injured and orphaned by human contact, I realised that they needed our help, and they just took over our lives. We've cared for hundreds. It's very quiet at the moment, but sometimes we've had anything from 50. One time we even had over 20, which was a bit of a strain, but we can usually handle 10 or more quite easily here.
And so some of these animals come to you seriously injured. How did they get injured mostly?
Mostly by cars, because they're, you know, people driving very fast and on the roads. A lot of people think that they're such good drivers they can swerve around and miss them, but that's a fallacy, because kangaroos can change direction in mid-air. The best thing to do if you see a kangaroo up in front is to slow down and sometimes stop, because sometimes that animal is a bit confused, not sure where to go. So if you slow down and stop, you give it time to make up its mind.
It's not just kangaroos and wallabies at this wildlife sanctuary. As you can hear, there's lots of birds and other native animals here as well.
And I still do birds. We still rescue snakes, and we're interested in all the wildlife, because when I was growing up, there was no one to teach me the native wildlife for our area. And I felt very ignorant of what was here. And so this has given me a wonderful opportunity to learn about what's here and to appreciate it. And we also maintain an open house for locals or backpackers or whoever to come and enjoy them and to appreciate them and to learn.
While we've been talking, a very timid young wallaroo called Abby has been watching on. She's gathered up the courage to move in closer.
Abby's getting brave now. She's coming up to investigate. And that's where people, if they stay for a couple of days, the animals get used to them and treat them like pieces of the furniture.
Since Abby's hopped up onto the veranda with us, can you tell me a little bit about her story and how she got to the kangaroo house?
Well, she was hiding in her mother's pouch on the road to Bowen for 2 days before somebody checked her pouch and found her. She wasn't injured, but she was pretty dehydrated and very frightened and not very comfortable. And so she was very fortunate that the person went to move the dead mother off the road. She'd been decapitated, and found her. And she was so appreciative to have a nice warm bag and a nice drink of milk when she got here. And she's been very loving and affectionate ever since.
So how old is she now?
Over 12 months, probably another couple of months, and she'll be ready for release.
So you do, if you can, you do release all of them once they're ready to go back out into the wild?
Yes, my yard here, my double block, is not big enough to keep them into maturity. And also too, when they get really big, their hormones kick in and they can become quite a handful. Yeah. It's not fair to keep them in such a small area, because the minute you put them out in the open space, their strides just lengthen. And, you know, when you see them going for a mad gallop around the yard, it's that joie de vivre, and you feel like you're not being fair to them to keep them in such a small area.
What about you when you let them go? Is it a bit bittersweet? Are you obviously happy that they're healthy, but is it sad to say goodbye?
Always, always. But it's very satisfying to see them travelling so calmly and getting out and looking around and going for a wander and then saying, all right, I've had a look around now, I want to get back in the car. But where we release are some very nice people who keep an eye out for them and are not averse to them going up to visit them. So it's a very quite soft release. Yeah, we haven't had any bad reports of animals getting distressed at all from it. You know, they just get on with their life.